Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
All right, everybody, welcome to another awesome episode of I Wit Out Play Outcast, the Survivor podcast on the Night of the Living Geeks network of shows. We're talking about season 35, Heroes versus Healers versus Triple H, episode 13, The Survivor Devil. If you like this show, go to notlg.com and find other cool things. You can support the network at patreon.com/notlg. And you know, Brian, today my wife and I watched some NCIS with dinner, and then afterwards I went to take a dump.
All right.
And before I did that, though, I noticed that my daughter's tub was still full of water. So I emptied it out along with the bucket into the bathtub. And I made a really big, loud splashing noise. And my wife ran over and asked if my poop was going okay or if it was an emergency.
Awesome.
And I just want to put that in here because I don't know if Nick's going to be paying attention enough to edit that out. And if not, it's a fun story. But speaking of shitstorms, man.
Yeah.
Poor Ashley. I mean, it's the right call, though, right? I mean, she's the one who's won.
Oh, yeah.
She's won immunities and rewards. Yeah, like she's one of the bigger physical threats out there right now. She doesn't have a whole lot of opponents. You know, she has a close ally in Devin.
I think she would have been a big jury threat. I mean, voting for her would have been a problem.
Yeah. But I know, I mean, you know, now every single episode, it's been or bust.
Yeah.
But actually, next week is the finale, so
yeah,
it's been or bust all the way to the end here, because
he's only got to win two immunities, so.
Or find two idols, but don't they stop putting them out after a certain point? Yeah,
yeah. I think when five people left is the last time you can do it.
Yeah, so he's got to find this one or win, and then win the next one, because they're all right and they all know it. Like, if he gets to final, he wins.
Oh yeah,
you know, and they've done enough of we can get him out later. He doesn't ever win challenges. We can get him out later, and now 2 weeks in a row he's found an idol and played it. Well, he's played it 2 weeks in a row. And if he does it again, at that point, like, you have to give him $1 million, whether you like him or not, because he's just played so damn hard.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's one of those things where if you're on the jury and you see him play idol after idol, and it's all a complete shocker, and nobody knows he has it.
Well, I feel like when he pulled it out, I was like, what are you doing? What's the point of that? Like, actually, that was a really good idea, because then you can just make them all lose their minds because they don't know who to vote for anymore, instead of just, making them waste all their votes.
Yeah, and I'm curious, because the plan for half of them was splitting the votes between Mike and Ben. So I'm curious how Chrissy changed it to Ashley at the last minute. I'm guessing it's because Ashley was talking about, you know, Devin, what the fuck, bro, you didn't take me. I guess Chrissy's got all that power, huh?
Somebody can't do math, okay? Because they were like, let's split the vote for Ben and Mike, you know?
Yeah.
Give them two votes each. But Mike's vote would still be going towards Ben, so that would still be 3-2, so there would definitely not be a tie.
Unless...
Because what she said was, well, because then, you know, then we'll vote for Ben if it's a tie, you know? You know what I mean?
Well, Mike, I think she was assuming Mike would vote for someone else, or if Mike and Ben voted somewhere else.
Stupid. Why would she think that?
I mean, at the end, I think she's assuming, like, he is on the outside, so he might just try to do whatever or something else. Like, but you know, among the four of you, you can pull this 2-2, and the other set, even if they try to pull for a tie vote, then the 2-2 of you, and then it's 4-2, and you can dictate from there.
Yeah, but that's not... That's dumb.
But either way, no. The dumbest point, and I think there is some good play this season, but there's also some really, really fucking dumbass play. Like, Chrissy just saying, he's not going to find it again. Like, no.
Yeah.
If your entire strategy for this week is built around this guy not getting immunity, follow him the fuck around.
Right.
You know, like, you might not stop anything, but you might find it when he doesn't. And then you found it. Congrats. Like, it's if nothing else, it's a good cover. Like, if you're Devin in this situation, Chrissy wants to get on Ashley, so if Ben finds one, great, it helps her. So I kind of understand Chrissy not going. But if you're Devin, man, he's let me down these last couple episodes, because he was on such a good track record, but he's been playing fast and loose and dumb. First by not bringing Ashley and immediately alienating an ally. Sure, she was like, eh, maybe, you know, he's doing something else, but you gotta immediately go to her and be like, look, I'm trying to appease Chrissy so that she stays with us until we can turn on her, because we can just get her out later. You know, like, come up with some bullshit excuse.
Yeah. Oh, I like their talk. Wait, can we talk about it? Chrissy, we should take Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, right?
That was a talk.
That was not much of a talk, bro. But then also, if you're Devin, go follow Ben around. Just do it. And then, hey, look, you might find the idol. And then if you don't, you know Ben has it. And then maybe you can talk to Ben and figure some other random shit out and get out the person you want. You know, maybe that's when you pull the plug on Ryan. Maybe that's when you pull the plug on Mike. But I think Ryan and Mike are goats. Everybody wants to go to the end with Ryan and Mike.
Yeah, because they haven't done shit.
Yeah.
But was it Ryan or Mike that's stupid suggestion that was like, well, I couldn't find it, so it's definitely not out there.
Oh, that was Mike. It's like, I looked everywhere, Mike? So it's definitely not there.
Yeah. Mm.
You obviously didn't look everywhere. Although I did the Mike. Yeah. Mike's disappointed me too, because he was somebody I thought was interesting, but now he's just kind of been there. And even as a swing vote in the middle, he's not dictating anything the way that the swing vote usually does. And I appreciate that Ben just straight up calls him out at final or at tribal council. He's like, yeah, you don't win by coasting. And he's like, stares at him.
Yeah.
Like, you want to make a move? I'm here, and I'll do anything with anyone, so...
Yeah, right? That was my favorite. He was just like, whoever, whatever, whoever wants to come with me.
I know. Do you have a final three? Do you have a final three? Do you, Ben? Anybody?
Yeah.
I'll get to... But that also speaks to... I mean, on the one hand, whatever gets you there, sure. Especially if you're on that far on the bottom like he is. But the flip side of it is none of them want to be with Ben because they all know any two of them that's with there with Ben loses. You know, like, on the one hand, Ben, yeah, sure, anybody. But on the other hand, Ben, yeah, and Ben could go with anybody. Yeah. He would win. Yeah. Anybody, really, it's fine. Chrissy might put up a little bit of a fight, but even then, it's Ben.
No, I don't think so.
It's Ben.
And I totally want him to win, by the way. And I was going to say, like, my next pick would be Ashley, but that's no good.
Yeah.
But, yes, at the tribal, Mike's even going on about how, like, it's not just, like, about blind sides. And, like, everybody on the jury is like, well, yes, it is. What are you talking about? This is what it's about, Mike. You clearly don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, you want it to be Ben. I kind of want it to be Devin. I want him to get there at the end and be like, look, y'all thought I was just a dumbass surfer dude. But, like, I knew when to fucking cut Ryan the fuck out. I knew when to cut Ashley the fuck out. Like, you bring your allies until you need to cut them loose, and then you cut them loose. And you make them think somebody else did it. You make them think Chrissy did it, Ashley. I don't know how much of that he would actually be able to articulate, but I would love to do that final tribal. Just co-opt somebody else's achievements.
Okay, so at the beginning, when they came back from the last tribal council, what the hell are Ryan and Mike and Chrissy upset about? Like, he totally just saved you guys. What the fuck are you guys complaining about?
Yeah.
They were gonna pick you guys off one by one, you stupid assholes. What are you mad at him for?
Yeah, but they don't see that in the moment. They see that it was going to be Ben, and then all those votes got negated. Which, by the way, you were saying last week that you thought Ben was one of the most ever, but we forgot the Kelly Wentworth, Adam Savage. Do you remember that one?
No.
It was 10 players, and Wentworth played her idol and negated 9 votes. 9.
Yeah.
So it was a 1-0 vote out with 10 people left. We forgot about that at the time, and I was on the subreddit, and I saw it. I was like, oh shit, that's right. Nick even titled the episode "Does Not Count." Wentworth does not count. Wentworth does not count. Later, Adam.
I don't even remember who Adam was.
I think I do, but I'm not going to put myself out there.
I'll look him up. I'll see a picture, and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
That asshole. Fuck that guy. My favorite moment of the episode, though, was when they got back from the reward, which I love the quote-unquote random teams. I laughed my ass off when I saw that the third team was Mike and Ryan. And then it was pleasantly surprised when they were, like, doing all right. They were catching up, and they were there at the end. But I love when they got back, and Mike was like, you can't tell, like, a knot from a rope. Like, come on, man. Like, just slamming Ryan left and right. And it's like, you're not exactly, you're no Cole out there, buddy. Did you find Adam Savage?
No. Well, I mean, because you're saying the wrong name, because Adam Savage is the dude from Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah. But
Adam something. Or maybe it was something else, Savage. I don't even know.
No. Now I need to look this up. Now I need to. Let's see. Wentworth, Survivor. First answer was Wentworth, Survivor, hot. Wentworth, Survivor.
Yeah, no. I typed in Kelly Wentworth and Savage, and I did nothing.
Yeah, Andrew Savage. Andrew Savage.
Andrew. Okay.
Yeah,
it was funny that you forgot Andrew, is all I'm saying. I don't know. All I see is, like, there's this picture of her, like, on her first day out there. I'm like, damn.
Hey, you'll recognize this guy. I think.
You can recognize him. Okay, yeah. I remember now. The douchebag is talking about how great his wife is because she's hot.
Yes. Yes. Fuck that guy. What else we got here? I mean, that's like, I think we just talked about the whole episode.
No, we didn't even mention either challenge. What was the first one? Which one was which? I can't remember.
It was that memorable. The first one was when they did the rope through the obstacle course and then ended with a ring toss.
Okay, so I don't know how they choose teams, but RN Jesus really hates Ryan and Mike.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He got there and I literally laughed aloud.
Like, oh, man, that sucks, you guys.
Yeah. And, well, on the flip side, too, I thought Ben and Ashley were going to just murder it. Because Ben doesn't win challenges, but he gets pretty fucking close all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And Ashley's obviously a competitor. She's right there.
Well, I mean, they were quite ahead at first, but apparently they suck at throwing things.
Well, and I mean, Devin's pretty good in challenges, and Chrissy's pretty good in challenges, too. So it's not too surprising that it was close between those two. But I was genuinely really surprised to see at the end when Mike and Ryan were both throwing them not too far off. Especially when Ryan was like, well, and Ryan got caught like three or four times. He was like, I can't move. And he got like pinned down to one of the boards, one of the hurdles.
My favorite was, he was like, it's too tight. You have to go over it again.
I like that Mike just stands there like, come the fuck on, man. Just do it. And also be like, how much room do you need, Ryan? Look at you.
Yeah, I don't think he understands how that, like, what, Mike is in no way putting any pressure on the rope. There's a hoop around the rope. It doesn't matter where he is.
Well, and I think neither one of them really likes each other. I don't know that they dislike each other, but they don't really like each other. So, like, when Ryan's trying to flip over the obstacle course and go through it, and he gets stuck, Mike just stands there and stares at him like,
well, what's he gonna do?
No, but like, go over and help and figure it out. Like, the other two teams were communicating with each other, like, come over here, flip here, go under, watch your rope, do the thing. And they were just like going through it, and it was just like, Ryan, I'm stuck. And Mike, like, come on, man. Like, so, you know,
speaking of that one, they had to dive in and like the sand and just go over it like a few times. That was really ballsy of Devin and Chrissy doing it at the same time. They are really close to headbutting each other a few times.
I think they did once.
They both just dove head first at the same time. What are you guys doing?
And then immunity was inconsequential race of some kind. They always, you know, there's some weird race. Yeah. And then a puzzle
that's much harder than the rest of it.
Yeah.
With a gear.
Yeah, it looked fun, actually. It looked like one I would enjoy doing.
Right?
I do appreciate the ways in which they up the difficulty, and they're like, there's more pegs than you need.
Yeah.
Like, we won't fuck with you here. It's not that simple. I think that's the second or third one we see Chrissy just stand back, look at it, and go, oh, and then go up and do the puzzle real fast. She's pretty damn good at puzzles.
Well, yeah, and then, like, Jeff pointing out that, like, and now Ben's moving faster. Like, what, so? He's not doing it right. You go as fast as you want if you're doing it wrong.
But also, I mean, he looked over at Chrissy and was like, oh, shit, I see what's going on, and then tried to do it fast. But, like, you're not that much faster than her, Ben. I'm sorry, you're not. Like, you figured it out, but she's, like, three pieces ahead of you. And then that was all there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't expecting Devin to be last.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, he's not the brightest.
Well, it was just because that one thing where they had to toss, like, the sandbag, all of them hit it at the exact same time and he missed.
So. No, but I mean, it's all in the in the puzzle. And he's not good at puzzles. Well,
but he was, I mean, he was already behind, that was my point.
Yeah. Who do you think is in the best position to win?
Well, Chrissy, because Ryan and Mike aren't going to win. And who the hell's the other one? I mean, Ben's going to get voted out. Devin, that's the one.
See, I do think Devin is in the best position just because I think for Chrissy and Ben, they have to win out. Because I think I think next week, it should be either one of them. I think if you're Devin, you look at it and you just go like, all right, I'm not taking Chrissy and I'm not taking Ben. I'm just not.
That's a good point. Like, if Ben wins, like, immunity, Chrissy's pretty screwed.
Yeah. And flip side, too. Like, if Chrissy wins, Ben better go find that idol. But the difference is everybody knows it's Ben. And everybody has known it's been Ben for 2 or 3 weeks. And I think they haven't had to think too far beyond that. Like, you know, Probe says, you have your three, do you have your three, do you have your three, you know, and they're all saying yes. But I think they're not thinking, like, where at one point do I cut Chrissy loose? Has he debated? And this is the other thing, too, is which one of these players is the one who's going to be like, I want to play the game with integrity and bring the best opponents with me. And
Mike, apparently.
Yeah, great. Mike can think that all he wants. He's a goat.
Yeah, there's not usually two goats with five people left. What the fuck?
Yeah, all I've been seeing, like, we come back from Tribal, and Ryan's just like, oh, yeah, we gotta get him up. Yeah, he's gonna win. Yeah. It's just like, he's done nothing for weeks but smile and nod and go along with whatever somebody else's plan was.
Yeah. See, that's why I think that, if Ben wins immunity next week, I think Devin's gonna go home because they will just do whatever Chrissy says.
Well, I don't know. You need to think about it, too, right? Because if you're Ryan, maybe you want to bring Chrissy and Devin. Because you know you're going to lose to Ben. But I think if you're Ryan, the other thing you have to think about is how you pitch to the jury, right? Ryan's got to know he doesn't have a better resume than those two. But he can say, look, this motherfucker stabbed people in the back. What, like you, Ashley. This motherfucker. This Devin here. Stabbed you in the back, stabbed me in the back. He's playing all casual surfer guy, but he's an asshole. And then you can turn around and say the same thing. This Chrissy. Chrissy was like orchestrating cutting people out before the alliance was even over. Like, she's the one who always advocated for ditching the alliance 2 weeks before you had to. This bitch always had all of you going out. And Ryan could be there and like, I was the one who played this game loyal and I am here. And I made it here, being loyal to this asshole who I met on day one who stabbed my back. I was loyal to him on day one until we got to the merge. Like, you try to, maybe you do put people who are on Final Tribal with you who maybe have a better resume, but you can throw under the bus a little harder.
Yeah, but I don't think Ryan's smart enough to do that.
Yes, that's what's so disappointing, because the promise of Ryan going into the season was that, yes, he's physically tiny, and sure, he's a hustler and he's got motivation, but like, he was supposed to be the Cochran of the season. He was supposed to be the fishback, the smart, scrawny guy. And instead, he's just not doing anything.
Yeah. So I feel like Mike can at least figure out how to make a good case for himself. He's actually smart. He's just not very good at this game.
Yeah. And I do honestly think a lot of Mike's game was submarined by the fact that he was paired with Joe and the healer tribe. And I would like to see him play again in different circumstances. Yeah. But at this point, I say that, but you're distanced enough, you could make a move. And I think for me, there's too many opportunities where Mike has been in the middle. He's been the last healer for a little while now. You need to make a move if you're that guy in the middle. You need to be the one who says, I'm choosing this side, and I'm bringing these two with me, and I am going to be on the top of what I am pulling together right now. Like, you need to make that move in a way that's decisive for the jury, that shows. Because it's too late now. It's too late. He could have done it, but it's too late. He had that little window of opportunity where he could have made a case and done something. But it's gone now, and that excuse of being stuck with Joe only lasts so long.
I think that some of them still think that they can actually beat Ben at the end, and they're stupid. But like, they seem to think that like people on the jury are like, look, he's a jerk, he's screwing everyone. They all seem to be loving that he's doing that.
Yeah. So. They get a kick out of it. I mean, if you're one of the people left and you are stuck taking Ben with you, what's your pitch against him? What do you even try to say? He's out here for his family. He's a veteran.
Yeah, fuck. Right.
Like, I think your best argument would be that he hasn't played Survivor for a little while. It turns like, you know, he's been on the bottom. He's been stuck there. He's been begging to be brought along. And the only reason he's here is because he finds idols and wins immunity. That's the only reason he's here. Not because of good gameplay. But that's the only reason he's here.
Well, that's still gameplay, finding idol. But, you know, that's not his fault. Everybody's a crybaby that he turned on the people that tried to turn on him.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the difficulty, right?
But...
I don't know. I'm asking because I genuinely don't know how you... I think that's the best case I can come up with right now, but that's a weak case.
Yeah.
This guy's Aussie, and Aussie sucks.
I hate Ozzy. No, see, but that's also, you know, you're giving him a boost saying, like, look, we know he's going to win, so he had to win, so we were trying to vote him out because he's good. You know, that's not...
Yeah. Yeah. Because then you're basically saying, he was the obvious threat. We tried over and over to get him out, and we couldn't, and he's still here, so...
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, wait a minute. Damn.
Hmm. You got to do it this week, guys, because there's no episode after that.
No. Don't do it. I need him to win.
Do you want to make a bet about next season?
What? How is that going to work?
If it's going to be a location name or if it's going to be a gimmick?
No, because I'm going to get 3 points from the map bet. I don't want to give them right back to you.
Okay, fine. You might get 3 more. You're not. I have that spread covered.
I want to point out, because when I win, yeah, I know. But if I win those 3 points, I'd only be 1 point behind. So I just need Ben to not get voted out the first time. Is basically what I need to happen.
Yeah. So let's move on to fantasy. Then let's just do it. We have one bet on the board about whether or not the maps and the clues they've been leaving around will matter. Like if. You know, you forget to scratch off the map. It was a dumb bet that I made a while ago. It's not going to matter. It's going to give Nick and Brian 3 points next week, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll explain it next week. Nick came into the weekend last with 65 points, and then he had Ashley and Mike, and Ashley got him 0 because he's gone. And Mike got him 1. I did the math wrong. Mike got him 1 point for... Yeah,
I was wondering where you got that 3 from.
Mike got him 1 point for just breathing. So it's 1 onto a 65, getting him 66. He's out. There's no way he can win this.
Unless Mike finds a 30-point bet. That's not.
Unless Mike finds like 20 idols, he's just gone. Brian, you had 79 points going into the week. You got 3 from Ryan and fucking 4 from Ben because he found an idol and played an idol and survived. So that's 4. You get 3 from Ryan because he went on reward. I don't know why. and one because he lived. So that's 7 on your 79, giving you 86. I came into the week with 82, and I got 5 from Chrissy because of the reward and the immunity win, and the survival. And I got 3 from Devin because of the reward and the survival. If you want to break down how the points work, even though I just said it, go to outwitoutplayoutcast.com. On the left, click the button that says Fantasy Rules, and all the scoring is there. It's actually pretty simple. Nick always rolls his eyes and throws his hands up in the air, but it's really not that hard. It's basic, easy stuff, and you can figure it out if you pay attention for 5 seconds. So it's 8 points onto my 82, giving me 90. I've got 90. Brian has 86. Nick has 66. Nick is gone. He's got Ashley and Mike. There's no way. But Brian...
just Mike.
Yeah, just Mike. Brian, you have Ryan and Ben. I'm pretty confident that Ryan's going to make it to the end.
Yeah.
So that's at least you're getting that 1 point for 2-3 more travels. The last episode is worth a lot of points in the end if you have people to make it to the end, especially if you have the sole survivor, because winning gives you 5 points, which is the biggest part of the season. But just surviving those 3 tribals. Well, 2 tribals get you the 2 points, and then being in the last one, hopefully you've won something to get you there. So it's a big pot of points, and it really is up in the air, even though I'm a handy 4 points ahead. It is all up in the air. But I'm confident that either Chrissy or Devin has a good shot of winning. I don't think it's going to be Chrissy and Devin getting boom voted out, and the final 3 being Ben, Ryan, and Mike, because then it's just predetermined who's going to win.
Yeah. So I need Ben to at least win the first immunity, so that way he gets the points for the first week, and then Chrissy or Devin goes home, and you don't get any from them.
Yeah, well, what you need to happen is you need Ben to win twice and have him kick out Chrissy and Devin. Aside from
that, but I mean, even if he knocks out one of them, if in the first one, I'll still be able to overcome you. Or at least it's possible that way. If he's the first one voted out, you automatically win, is basically.
Yes, that would be true.
Yeah.
If Ben or Ryan are gone in the first tribal, then I've won. Yeah.
Unless the other one wins everything that's left.
This is the 6th season we'll have been playing this, and if I win, that'll be 3 of 6. Dynasty.
No, I'm supposed to win this one, damn it, so we each have 2.
Nope.
You son of a bitch.
Nope, because I am better at fantasy sports than both of you.
No.
It's true.
I used to be good at fantasy hockey. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. You did used to be good. No, you know what it is Ovechkin is still good, but not as good as he was, and you are the constant Ovechkin drafter.
What?
You like drafting Ovi time.
This is the first time I've ever had him. What are you talking about? It's the first time I've ever been first.
Well, what is it then? I don't know. It's not that you're a homer, because I have all the Sharks.
Yeah, right.
I have Pavs.
And none of them are doing very well.
Pavs, Couture, Burns, and Jumbo.
Well, Couture is doing just fine, but
yeah,
Pavs isn't doing shit, and neither is Burns. So
no, Burns is picking up recently.
Well, yeah, all of a sudden,
yeah, and everybody just forgets that Jumbo is there, but he still gets like 6 assists a week. So don't worry,
right?
I'm like, oh yeah, he is gonna get 70 points this season again. I guess so.
Oh, the Golden Knights are officially the fastest first-year team to ever get 20 wins.
Huh, look at that.
They just beat the Penguins.
They were supposed to suck.
Right? What the fuck?
I like that there's a bunch of their fans that are disappointed that they're doing so well. Because the whole strategy for the franchise was that you were going to suck for 2 or 3 years. Because you traded for a ton of draft picks and upfront prospects. So that, you know, you develop and draft for 3 years and then you're good. But the fact that they're good now devalues all of those picks that they traded for.
Yeah, but I mean, but they're already good, so they don't need them. So.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. There's a contingent of their fan base that is legitimately disappointed that they're winning. I'm like, do you not know how this works? Just ride the wave. You might not win again for a while. Yep. All right. We good for this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we started talking about fantasy hockey, so I'm pretty sure, and the Golden Knights, so I'm pretty sure we're done with Survivor here. That's it for this week then. Go to notlg.com, check out other cool shows. My other show is Lunch Hour Anime, my other show is Lunch Hour Anime Special. You can also go to welcometocomics.com. I have another show there. If you're a fan of Brian, I don't know why you would be. You can go on Twitter at B Raya the Rapper, I think it is. B Raya's and Bread. I don't know why. He's not like a squirrel, like a swirl mix of anything. He's just white.
Hey, why would you be? Know what? B Mitch White named the Rapper? Me B Raya. Okay, so.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like Raya like bread.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
No,
which is funny, by the way, because I find rye bread to be absolutely disgusting.
Oh, I love it. But I would do like B-R-I, B rye.
No. That's lame.
All right. It's fine.
You could never make it in the rap world, Andy.
Obviously not. For so many reasons. Okay. All right. Do you have a sign off? Do you sign off, Brent? I don't know. I don't pay attention to you at the end of the episode. I do fantasy and then I check out.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. I love you all because tomorrow I'm watching The Last Jedi.
Damn straight.
The Jedi must end.
Jedi like a motherfucker. All right. Remember, from now until I get my ass in that theater seat, well, until the lights come back on in the theater, I cannot, if I see anything that even mentions Last Jedi, I'm not going to fucking read it.
Nope, 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 just nope it away. Just nope, 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 nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn right.
All right. Yeah. Do we do a thing? I don't know. I love you. Okay. Bye. There you go, Nick.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.